right, we're going to get started with Bush Pole qualifying here at Pocono Raceway in advance of Sunday's Pocono 400. We're joined by Kevin Harvick, driver of the number 4, Bushbeer Ford, who will start second in that race. And this is Kevin's 12th top 10 start of the season. Kevin, why don't you just take us through your lap out there that puts you on the front row?
Yeah, you know, it was a good lap through 1 and 2 and just slid the back all the way into 3 and to the center. I had to ride the brake and wasn't able to get off the brake and roll to the center and get back to part throttle. So, you know, I think that's obviously where we gave up a little bit of time. But in the end, we stuck to our goal and were able to, you know, pick a pace and get a little bit better and not make any huge mistakes. And that's really our goal every week, is to keep ourselves in contention each round and not give up the big mistakes. And today we didn't really do that and were able to get a good qualifying spot. Obviously, you want the pole, but sometimes, you know, the last time here I drove it in and missed the first corner and qualified 12th. So that's the opposite end of going for it. So it was a good day, and we were able to do exactly what we wanted to do pace-wise, and just wasn't quite enough today.
Okay, we'll open it up to questions. We'll start here with Kyle and then go to Zach.
Kyle Magner from the Times Leader. Kevin, did the weather conditions improve at all? And I know there were a lot of teams trying to catch a cloud out there to get a better time.
We caught a cloud in the second round, and you know, the last round was still our fastest. So, you know, that's been the progression of what we've had the last couple times here as far as how the rounds go. The speed seems to pick up a little bit. So, you know, that's what we did. We picked up a tenth in each round and you know, kind of went to exactly how we expected it to go.
We'll go to Zach and then Jeff.
Zach Sterniola, Pocono Record. Kevin, 2 second place finishes last year at Pocono and obviously qualifying second here today. Do you feel like that first win at this track is kind of around the corner for you?
Yeah, I mean, it could happen at any time. You know, these guys have given me fast race cars to come pretty much every week. And you know, what used to be my worst racetrack on the schedule, but besides Dover, in the first 13 years, has now, you know, been really good to us. So, you know, it's just a matter of the whole day going your way. These races aren't easy to win. You know, it's especially here because you never know when the caution's going to fly, what the right strategy is going to be, who can make it on fuel mileage. And, you know, there's just so many things to manage and have to go your way. And track position is so important. And if you get behind, you lose so much time to the leader. There's just a lot going on. So in order to win here, you have to have, you know, a really fast car and everything has to go right.
We'll go to Jeff and then Reed.
Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com. Kevin, as much as you and Kyle have dominated the season so far, it seems like there hasn't really been a race where it's come down to you two going head-to-head for a battle. Do you anticipate that moment is coming, and are you sort of braced to go all summer against him for those playoff points?
I mean, I hope so. You know, I feel like, you know, Texas, we raced head-to-head, and they beat us there. And, you know, Phoenix, we raced head-to-head, and, you know, we wound up winning that race. So it is kind of weird that we haven't really mixed it up for an entire race. And, you know, I think as you look at their team, it's obviously there's a lot of continuity. Obviously, Kyle's a great driver, but there's a lot of continuity and experience of being together. You know, our team is very similar and has a lot of respect for their team and the things that they do on the racetrack. So, you know, there's obviously a lot of good teams in the garage, but, you know, you look at the 18 team as being top notch just because of the fact that A, Kyle Busch drives their car, and B, you know, they've been together for a long time. And I'm a firm believer in that, you know, of that continuity of a team and getting the details out of these cars is highly important. And Kyle is that type of guy that can be that part of the equation that really helps fill those gaps from a knowledge standpoint. And you know, I think that's one of the biggest differences is the details and how detail oriented I know our team is, and just assume that's the way those guys are as well. You know, when you look at the results that they get compared to their other cars.
We'll come up here to Reed.
Reed Spencer, NASCAR Wire Service. I think before you came to Stewart Haas, you had 6 career poles. Now it seems like you're a contender for the pole every single week. Is that a matter of organizational philosophy, emphasis, or has something changed?
It's really just preparation, and for me, you know, in my previous life, it was, you know, don't worry about qualifying, just get what you can get and go from there. And the emphasis was different when I came to SHR, and the difference was, you know, there was a lot of preparation. There was a lot of time spent, you know, in the differences in the setups and things that you needed to do, and the expectations were much different. So when those expectations are different, it makes you think about things differently, and there are two different processes. And for me, you know, I feel like I can do what I need to do on the racetrack for the race, but I prepare more for qualifying on a weekend than I do the race. And if that tells you the emphasis that they put on it.
We'll stay up here in the front.
Scott Walsh from the Scranton Times-Tribune. Kevin, last year Ryan held you off the last 10 laps for the win. Any kind of a feeling of deja vu today where he edges you out for the pole?
Not really.
Any final questions for Kevin? All right, thanks for joining us. One more from Jerry.
You're going to tell me you're focusing on this weekend, but I've got to ask you about next weekend at Michigan, because I'll need
it. You didn't ask me about rules.
No. I don't care about rules.
That would have ended a really good media session.
No. Can you just look ahead to Michigan and going up there?
You know, I am looking forward to Michigan, and I'm honestly looking more towards Saturday than I am Sunday, just because of those rules and being in the race and just trying to understand what's right and what's wrong. So, you know, Michigan has been a good racetrack for us, and it's been a lot like here. Honestly, we've run well there, just haven't won enough races, you know, compared to how we feel like we've run. So it's a really fast, high speed racetrack that you know, you have to keep the car turning, but you have to be able to manage the car to carry the speed and run through the center of the corner. So it'll be an interesting weekend, you know, having one that runs 40 miles an hour slower than the other one will be interesting to manage.
We'll get one more in with Zach.
Dan Zoetti, kickingthetires.net.
That's two, one more.
you and Clint are running identical schemes for this week. Would that maybe put more of an emphasis on the spotter? Because obviously you guys may be racing close on Sunday. Do you think that, have you spoken to your spotter about that possibly not being an issue, but just
they're
something
they're different paint schemes. He's running a Busch Light car, and I'm running Busch, so his has got more letters on it.
More letters.
Thanks for joining us, Kevin.